Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. My absolute favorite show on TV, bar none, is Madam Secretary. It is the only show that I watch real time with commercials, but I TiVo it and I watch it again during the week. And this summer, I started back at episode one and I've been watching all of them all the way through. Some of the episodes, like the first one, I think I've seen seven times. I have an obsession with the TV show, Madam Secretary. Anyway, one of the things that happens into these shows or any of these political or military shows that you watch is they will have this thing that they do when there's a really big problem. So there's a really big problem and the leader will say to whoever is under, so in this case, it's the president says to Madam Secretary, there's going to be a nuclear bomb or whatever it's going to be. And she will give a kind of a hypothesis or a proposal of what she'd like to do. Hey, I think that if I get my CIA person to go covert and make a birthday cake, then we can solve this whole problem. And then the leader will say, all right, get into it. Yes, sir. And off they go. It's this phrase. I heard them say it in other shows. I love all these political type shows. And they'll say, get into it. So today we're going to get into it. The problem is you want to get organized, but there are all these things that are keeping you from getting organized. And you're telling me what these things are and let's get into it. Let's solve this. When the president says to Madam Secretary, get into it, what he's saying is not discuss it more and figure out if the excuses have merit and make up more excuses. What he's saying is let's get it on the table. Let's look at all of the things that we think are problems and think are excuses, get rid of them, find a problem, and solve it. So we are going to get into it. We're going to talk about what we think are holding us back, real life situations that are actually holding you back, but we're going to get into it. We're going to figure out, we're going to solve it, we're going to make a plan, and we're going to move on. So I want to start by going through these responses that you gave to me in the Facebook group. The Organize 365 Facebook group is a free Facebook group. And the question that was posed a couple weeks back ago was, to be organized, I need blank. So to be organized, I need blank. What were the reasons that you said you need this in order to get organized? So I'm going to read some of the responses here. Bethany says, a large chunk of kid-free time and someone else to shuttle things out of the house immediately as I declutter. Sheila said, cut out the distractions. Family, phone, people coming over. If it gets me off track, it's hard to get started again. Adrian says, the stars to align, energy, motivation, and time. Andrea says, dynamite. And somebody else put an actual picture of a bulldozer. It was hilarious. Eliza says health and energy, and Carrie says, wow, I came here to type the same thing, to which Eliza replied, I do have progress, thanks to Lisa, though, it's just so slow, and this year has even been worse. I've been sick a lot. It would give me so much peace of mind to just be done already. Allison says, to not get so overwhelmed, and Rebecca says, to be more decisive. Sandy says, to be disciplined enough to maintain it. And Rachel says, to own our own home. It's too hard Mickey Mousing around in our rental to make it work. Mary says, to commit my time and energy to the project. Kenzie says, to be kidless for 48 hours. Amber says, kid-free time. Camille says, less crap. Jasmine says, intentionality. Once I could figure out my priorities and engage in every single activity with intention, I feel very organized. I love that. And here's an honest one for you. Colette says, I thought quitting my job would help, but it was filled with watching my two kids. Honestly, if I had kid-free time, I'd fill it with time for myself, not organizing and purging. I have to be in the mood, and it honestly doesn't strike very often. So I need to get that mood back. And often. Anne says money and a professional. Amanda says to believe it is possible. Lene says, time and energy and no kids. Maybe extra eyes to see what I don't. Jessica says, my husband to take the kids for a long weekend, lots of coffee and Advil. And I love what Megan has to say. Megan says, for me, it was all of the above. Number one, believing I could make it happen. Number two, a plan that was realistic for a mom for time and money. Number three, chunks of 20 minutes for decluttering sessions. Number four, chunks of 4-hour kid-free time to remove clutter and set up storage system, shelving, just do it's for projects and curtains. Buying storage shelving, I probably have spent about $2,000 total over 2 years on shelving, dressers and containers, hardware, Sunday basket, and the tools I needed to install random stuff. That is exactly what I figured out this summer, and to hear Megan articulate it was so awesome. This summer, I was talking to the Organized 365 team and really analyzing over the last 2 full years of the 100-day program, the people who are having success in getting their homes actually organized, what was it taking for them to do it? And for sure, it was taking at least a year, sometimes two, going through the 100-day program 3 times, actually buying the 100-day program. But in addition to buying the 100-day program, definitely getting the Sunday basket, and just like Megan said, investing in additional organizing tools, not just any cute organizational containers, but definitely a cube unit, a couple of shelving units, bins that fit on those shelving things. Getting organized is an investment. Financially, emotionally, with your time, everything. It is an investment. And I find that people who find Organize 365 and really dive in on getting organized, whether or not they buy the program, but just the intentionality that was mentioned, they do get organized. And it is not a quick wave a magic wand and it's done. It is usually a solid year of focused, intentional effort on taking the next step and the next step and the next step to get organized. Now let's address some of these issues. The number one issue that came up in that list, which I did not read at all of the people who said this, which is not something I have addressed before, is being kid free. I have been addressing the 3 most common limiting beliefs in getting organized, which are not enough time, not knowing how to get organized, and not being motivated to be organized. I know a lot of you listen to this podcast and organize a completely different area of the house than what I am talking about organizing. Or maybe you're organizing your master closet right now and you're listening to this podcast. It just feels like we're kind of next to each other doing the project together, doesn't it? So the motivation piece I really feel is in the podcast, and it is a mental shift to, I'm ready to get organized. I can do that. That belief that you can do it is internal and it is growing. It would not be growing if you weren't listening to this podcast. So I know you can do it. You're starting to believe you can do it. And as you get organized, that belief in yourself will become bigger and stronger because you will see the manifestation of the fact that you actually can get organized. There are 2 things that I have not addressed before, and we're going to really get into it on these 2 in this podcast. One is kid-free time. Like the 100-day home organization program was designed to be done in 15 minutes a day because you can find 15 minutes a day to do a project. But let's be honest, I am not a do my laundry every day kind of person. I am do my laundry once a week so that all the laundry is done. And if you're that kind of a person like I am, 15 minutes a day on anything is like Chinese water torture. Like, could we just get done already? I want a big chunk of time in order to get this project done so I can move on. One of the most frustrating things to me as a stay-at-home mom and, you know, just as a mom in general is the lack of quiet and the lack of time you have to get anything done without interruptions. It really is a bummer. The other area that I've addressed somewhat, but not as much, is health and energy. So let's address that one first. Health and energy. Let's just recognize it for what it is. If you're not healthy, if you don't have physical energy, there's not much you can do about that, right? Like somebody said, Advil and take Advil and drink coffee. And those do work for about 1 to 3 hours, but they don't work long time. So if you have lower health and lower energy, and unfortunately, I'm seeing a lot of my friends just literally get taken out of the game. They're getting these weird diagnoses. They're spending all this time in bed. Autoimmune diseases, and just they go from being so active and involved to literally, I have a friend who laid in bed for months. Like, it was just this, it just happened to her. There was nothing she could do about it, nothing. And it's very, very frustrating when your health and your energy gets taken from you. And I'm thinking about this a lot this summer as I was working way too late on the website and just pushing harder and harder on my body. And I'm realizing, you know, I need to change how I'm eating. I don't think I'm going to start doing that exercising thing, but just taking walks, even changing how I'm eating, getting a more regular routine of sleep. I have a pretty regular routine of sleep, but you know, I push it. And I think I'm just the age where maybe I just shouldn't be pushing it anymore, and really preserving the health you have and getting more energy. Another thing I've been doing a lot of research in, a lot of entrepreneurs do this, is this idea of biohacking. So there is no perfect diet out there for everyone. It's not like everyone should be gluten-free or everyone should be paleo. But gluten-free may really give you more energy, or paleo may really make your brain feel better. I tried a low-carb something and like literally I couldn't even say my name. Like, my body just needs carbs. Like, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'll have less carbs in the future, but I can't go to a low carb or no carb anything. Like, I run on carbs. That's all I have to say. And even when I do like a high protein something, like, I just don't feel very good. Protein is good, but only a certain amount of protein for me. And they're learning that every individual person is very individualized. So like a cup of coffee in the morning for me is great. If I drink coffee at night, I'm up all night. Like, that doesn't work for me, but I love a nice cup of coffee in the morning. So if you're dealing with a health and energy related issue, just start experimenting and observing. Like, so for example, I've been having less migraines this summer. And one of the things I'm realizing is I always knew chocolate was a problem, but now I'm realizing if I have any chocolate whatsoever, I will probably get a migraine a day or two later. We went to the beach. I almost always have migraines the entire time I am at the beach because the humidity and the heat, and I don't know, it always gives me a migraine. I only had one. And I honestly think it was because I had no chocolate whatsoever, like not even one chocolate chip cookie, no chocolate at all. And I didn't drink any alcohol at all. And I'm not opposed to alcohol or for alcohol. Like, I really like martinis, but alcohol really doesn't do it for me. Like, it's not a big, I have to have a glass of wine type thing. And almost always I get a headache right away or the next day. So absolutely no alcohol and absolutely no chocolate. And I got only one migraine while I was gone. I get about 6 to 9 migraines a month. I get a lot. I take great medicine. Yes, I've tried all of the alternatives. Feel free to email me if you want. I probably already tried it. But stress is not being as much of a factor. The amount of sugar I have is a big deal. I'm not having as much sugar as I used to have. And I'm just getting older. You know, as we get older, things change. Not eating salads every day yet, but maybe in the future I will be. So your health and energy is what it is. However, there's probably some things you could be doing to improve that. And you do kind of need to get your health and energy back first before you can dive into something like organizing your entire house. Now, I'm not going to let you totally off the hook though. If this is you, I would much prefer that you take 10 to 30 minutes a day focusing on what could really change your health and energy level long term so you have more effort to get organized. And I would say if this is you, I would focus any organizational effort that you have on continuing to declutter. In a couple of weeks, I'm going to do a podcast on this spoon theory that we all only have so much energy and we have to prioritize the energy that we have. You don't have a lot of spoons. I don't know what to tell you. I can't give you more spoons. But with the ones that you have, focus on decluttering, because the less stuff around you, the less there is to maintain, and it will just take the total burden off of you. The answer that we're going to get today is for those of you who have children, or those of you that have very demanding and full lives, and your time is full to the brim. You don't even know what margin is. What do you mean margin time? There's no margin time. If I have margin time, I'm going to schedule another meeting, go to another soccer game, you know, wipe another nose, clean another diaper, whatever. You don't have any free time in your schedule. You literally do not. You wake up and your schedule is top to bottom full, and then there's other stuff on top of that that you never seem to get to. You feel like even if you had twice as much time as everybody else, you still would not get done what you want to get done. That is who I'm addressing today on the podcast. You're not, you know, physically, you have the energy. Like you're running like a woman with her hair on fire. But you're just not getting done everything that you want to get done, whether that is because you can't have your house to yourself because you have kids, or you're so invested in your career that it's not getting done. I do find that's me right now. Like I'm spending so much time on Organize 365 that there are household projects I want to do that I'm not getting to because there's so much stuff in my business I want to do. Like I have too many opportunities everywhere. I'm so excited, you know, like to grow my business, to grow my kids, to grow my marriage. And I am purposefully at the end of recording this podcast, taking 3 days and not working and focusing all of my effort on my home and my family. And I think that's number one. Number one is, where are you putting your focus? What is your intentionality? And you're going to need to carve out, if it's a goal for you to get organized, you're going to need to carve out the time to get organized. In this situation, the 100-day program as a 15-minute-a-day task will not work for you. Yes, I said it won't work for you. I'm not like, this is not like unicorns and rainbows over here that this one program is going to solve the answers for everybody. No, no. I still think you need the program, but I'm going to say you're not going to do it in the way it's designed. You're going to do it in the way I wanted to design it. What I'm going to tell you is exactly how I wanted people to do it in the beginning, but people weren't really ready to do it that way. And it takes a lot of discipline and focus and planning to do the 100-day program this way. The way it's designed with a 15-minute-a-day activity, you could do it a little bit longer, give me an hour or two on the weekend, do it over the course of a whole year. That is a lesson plan that will work for 80% of the people. That is something that I know with 100% certainty. If you buy the 100-day program and you get the planner and you start watching the videos, it will work 100%. It's like the teacher lesson plan. What I am going to tell you now is not for the faint of heart. This is not for everybody. This is for the 10%. There are only 10% of you that could do the program this way. Number one, this is not how we're selling the program. And it is going to take preparation, big chunks of time, and then maintenance. It's a different way of doing the program. Some of you are going to be like, yes, that's how I was doing it anyway. I know, you're just so great. First, let's discuss big chunks of time. I despise 15-minute activities. Like, if you tell me I have to do something 15 minutes a day over a month, I'll be like, not going to do it. Forget it. I won't have whatever it is that I have to do that way. I'm the kind of person on Wednesday, because Greg golfs on Wednesday, I'm like, yes, it's Wednesday. I get up, I make my coffee, I sit down at my computer at 7:45 a.m. on a Wednesday, and I can literally sit there until 10:30 at night, no problem. I will get up, go to the bathroom, I will get snacks. I can literally work on my computer for all those hours straight without taking a break. I am a workhorse. Like if you give me undivided time, I will just plow through. It's just the way I'm designed. It is not, normal Americans are not designed this way. I mean, you go to school, you're in class for 30 or 40 minutes, then you go to the next class. And even inside of that class, you know, we have 10 to 15 minute activities. People who watch YouTube videos, you know, if they're longer than 2 to 3 minutes, they stop watching the video. I'm a documentary girl. Give me a 2-hour documentary on something and I will be taking notes and I will watch every single minute and I will rewind to get things that I missed. I'm an audiobook girl. I'm going to listen to the entire audiobook all the way through. I'm going to watch the whole Madam Secretary all the way through from the beginning. I don't need the cliff notes. I want to watch the whole thing. I want the unabridged version of the Benjamin Franklin story that's going to take forever. I listened to the audiobook about Warren Buffett that was 25 hours called The Snowball and loved every minute and was so sad when it was over. If all of that was like, ew, turn the podcast off. If you're like, amen, that's how I think, keep listening. I'm just saying, if what I just said doesn't resonate with you and I give you this next plan, it's not going to work for you. This is for those of us where So bad. So when I launched the website, not everything was working, and I didn't want to tell the admins how to fix it because I wanted to spend the whole day on the project trying to figure it out. I wanted to do the jigsaw puzzle. I am so weird. So if that's you, like you're like, the reason I can't get this house organized is because I just want to have 48 hours in this house with nobody. Or just take the kids away, leave me to my own devices, I'll get it done. If that is you, this is how I think you will like to do the 100-day program. Number one, we need to prepare. We're going to start in the kitchen. We're going to do the 100-day program in the same order. We're just going to do it differently. So number one, we're going to prepare. The first area we're going to do is the kitchen. And by prepare, I mean look around your kitchen and think, okay, are there any things that I need in order to get this organized? Like, is there anything that I need to do? Is there anything that I can clear out right away? Like, I'm going to have my focus day tomorrow, so I know that I don't want to have the mixer in here anymore, or we're going to declutter these things. And you load them up in your car. Let's say you're going to do this on Friday night and you take all these things to Goodwill because your focus day is going to be on Saturday. Now, first, I want to talk about focus days. Your focus day is going to be the day that you are going to do that space entirely. So the kitchen in the 100-day program is 21 15-minute activities. It's 21 days. You're going to do the entire kitchen in one day. Now, if you only have 4 hours, I'm just going to tell you, you're not going to get through it. Like, if you want to get through your kitchen, you need the whole day. You need the whole day, like 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. You need the entire day. You need it kid-free, husband-free, work-free, phone-free, all of those things free. Unless your mom or best friend are great and you can really organize well with them, they can come over. Otherwise, just you. And you're like, well, this already, game over. I'll never have a Saturday like that. Stop. Think outside the box. If you came down with 102 fever and the flu tomorrow, how would everything get done? So let's say tomorrow's Wednesday. All of a sudden you have 102 degree fever and you're throwing up. You cannot go anywhere. How is the work going to get done at work? How are the kids going to get wherever they need to go? How is your husband going to know what's on his calendar? Like, can they survive without you for a day? It's going to be difficult. It's not going to be done the way you want it, but it would happen, right? Like, it would happen. You need to be able to give yourself a day. And for me, honestly, it could never be a Saturday because I don't know about you, but husbands are really just really large children. Sorry, I said it. They are. Like, my kids are teenagers, and when they're here, they're in their rooms, and I could keep working. It's no problem. When my husband is home, he stares at me like, what are we doing next? I'm like, I'm working. So we need all these people gone. So what I realized was I could try to figure out how to get rid of all the people on a Saturday when I quote unquote wasn't working. Or better yet, people, I could be at home on a day when they were all already gone. The kids are at school. The husband is at work. Guess what? Your house is empty. Take the day off work. Could never do that. Yes, you can. You absolutely 100% can. Schedule a dentist appointment and then cancel it. I don't care. If you had 102 fever and you were throwing up, you'd be home anyway. Schedule a day off work. I know. I'm letting that sink in. I'm going to say it again. Schedule a day off work. Now you're thinking, well, I can't do that. Can you schedule one? Of course you can. One day off work. Now, if you're like our audience member who is like, to be honest, when I schedule that day, I'm just going to do stuff for myself. Well, I can't help you there. But this is an organize the house, take back the house day. So we are actually going to do these Monday through Friday when everybody else in the family is already otherwise occupied, and that eliminates our need for a babysitter. Now you may say, oh, that's great, Lisa. I would love to schedule a day off of work. This two-year-old never leaves my side. Like, I don't have school-age kids and I'm a single mom. So what am I going to do with this school-age kid? If you had a fever of 102 and you were throwing up, who would take care of your two-year-old for you? Is it a good friend? Is it your mom? Is it a babysitter? Who is it? We're going to need to send this two-year-old wherever this two-year-old would go if you were incapacitated and could not take care of them. Would your mom take your kids for one day. We're not talking about a lot of days. One day. We're only talking about one day right now. Would your mom take the kids for one day? Would a good friend take your kids for one day? You obviously are going to have to return the favor. The problem with hiring a babysitter is they're in your house. I understand that problem. But when I hired babysitters for my kids, I let them take my kids' places. So they would take them to the museum. They would take them to the pool. I called it little mini field trips. And the babysitters would come get the kids and take them away. And I would be in my house because I love being in my house by myself. Broaden. We're getting into it. We're broadening our options. The nuclear bomb is going to go off. We have to think of all of the options. I know it's not that dramatic, but honestly, we're so quick with, I can't do that because, no more of that. What if your mom took the kids one day? What if you hired a babysitter and they went to the children's museum? What if you're, whatever, what if? If you have 102 fever and you're throwing up, what happens? Let's implement that, only you get to be healthy. All right, so let's assume you're like, fine, I'll do it once. I'm not saying you're going to do this 7 times. I'm saying one day. Find one day. We're going to start with the kitchen. So we've prepped. Everybody's going to be out of the house. You've taken the day off work, whatever. You're going to actually be alone at your house from 8 to 6. So it's a long range of time. How much is that? 10 hours. And I'd say 8 to 10 hours. That's a pretty good amount of time. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You're not going to do this in 1 to 4 hours. Give yourself a full workday to do your kitchen. So it is 8 a.m. Everybody is gone and you're thinking of all the other things you can do. That's an internal battle you have to fight. This is your day to take your kitchen back. Step one is you're literally going to go through the 21 days in order on your computer. So put your laptop or your iPad or your phone or whatever in the kitchen. Watch the 3 or 4 minute video about day one, do day one, then do day two, then do day three, then do day four, and just keep going through the 100 day program in order and try to get through all 21 days in one day. As you're going through this, you may decide to rabbit trail and stop watching the videos and just start pulling everything out and doing your own organizational style. That's okay. That's great. Do it. You know, like, I don't feel like doing day four, which is, I don't know, pot holders. I want to do the pantry right now. Follow your energy of the day. You're going to learn to follow your energy. You don't need to do the videos in order. If you want to start with the refrigerator because that has been driving you crazy and you want to clean it with a toothbrush, do it. You have 8 hours. So the refrigerator, then go through all the food and expired, take a break, drop stuff off at Goodwill, get yourself some fast food or whatever you want for lunch, come back, make yourself another nice hot coffee, you know, every 90 minutes or so, or if you need to stop every 15 minutes. I find I don't need to stop that often. If this is you, if you're this kind of person, you don't need these 10-minute breaks. You just don't need these 10-minute breaks all the time. I would plan your food the night before. I like to have these protein bars. I would have these protein bars. I would plan on going out and getting some fast food. I know, I gotta stop doing that. I'd have plenty of coffee on hand. I also like this little powdery drink. I would have that and just keep going, going, going. And then for dinner, go out to dinner with your family or schedule to have takeout or pizza. You're not going to cook dinner after this. So really prepare for that. Then let's say that you've done this on Labor Day weekend. Let's say you're going to do this on Labor Day weekend. And you take the Friday off before Labor Day weekend and you clean the kitchen. And we're going to start the 100-day program on Monday. Now, you're going to use the planner and the 15-minute-a-day tasks to just glance at them every day and be like, oh, yep, I did the silverware drawer. I did that. I did that. I did that. And you may get to one where either you didn't get to it on that day or you didn't get it organized the way you wanted to. Like, you got it done because you had to get it done, but there was like, I need to buy a lazy Susan, or I need to replenish my spices, or I need to buy a new ice cream scoop or whatever. Have a legal pad next to you and just keep writing all this stuff down. And as you go through your planner and we're doing those days, you can just add those things in or not. And maybe you're not going to do anything in between these focus days. After you have the first one, all I want you to do is schedule the first one. That's all I want you to do is schedule the first one. After you schedule the first one, A, you will know if you like this or if you don't. If you like it, great, we're going to schedule more. If you don't, You tried it. It was one day you took off work. No big deal. One day your mom watched the kids or you sent them to a sitter or whatever. It's just one day. You tried it. Didn't work for you. Moving on. If you liked it, if you're like, that was awesome. And when my husband came home after work, he was like, wow, look at this refrigerator. Oh my gosh, this is great. Now it's been a couple weeks. You're living in your kitchen. You're like, wow, this really is staying organized. Like, this is so nice. Here's what's going to happen. You already knew your house was unorganized, but now that your kitchen is really organized, the rest of your house is going to look even more unorganized, and it's just going to start to grate on you. And then you need to find your next focus day. So the next focus day in the 100-day program is the master bedroom, master bathroom, master closet. This one is easier to do on a weekend because it's not your kitchen. You could do this on a day where your husband's going to watch the kids downstairs, or you have a mother's helper or a babysitter who's going to watch the kids downstairs, and you literally take your iPad upstairs and start queuing up Madam Secretary. Or I love to watch the movie Hitch. Hitch is a great movie to watch while you're organizing. Bring your fountain Coke up or your coffee or whatever you want and get started, and just shut the door to your bedroom, and you're going to organize your master closet first, and then if you have time, your closet or your bathroom and your bedroom. And you're in your bedroom. You can leave, go out, get your lunch, come back. You're just going to keep coming into your bedroom. So it's okay if the babysitter has the kids downstairs, unless your kids don't play with the babysitter and keep coming to you instead. So that day you could do on a day the kids have off school, or doesn't necessarily have to be a day that you take off from work. Or it could be. Once your closet and your master bedroom is organized, now, just those 2 days that you have taken off work or hired somebody to watch your kids or however you've made it happen, 80% of your time in your house is spent in your master bedroom, bathroom, closet, and kitchen. 80%. So 80% of your time is now in organized spaces in your house. You get up in the morning, you get ready, you get dressed, all in your organized master bedroom, bathroom area. And then you go downstairs, you make your coffee, breakfast, get the kids ready to go in your organized kitchen, and out the door you go. And even if the rest of your house is falling around in shambles, everything you've done that morning is in an organized part of your house. That may be all you can do this fall. 2 days off of work, you're going to get those two spaces organized. Just so you know, people who do the 100-day program the normal way, those are the spaces they get organized too. They usually start to fall off after that, and then they organize the rest when we start again in January. Let's say that's what you do. You take 1 day off in September, 1 day off in October. There's no way you can take off work in November and December. But over December, you have some days off anyway. You have some days off work anyway. And your mom is going to take the kids to an indoor water park, or your friend invites the kids to go somewhere or whatever. And you have an unexpected day where you're home alone over winter break. Then I would tackle the next big chunk of the 100-day program. So that is my solution for you today. If doing things in 15-minute-a-day tasks does not work, and the kids are the thing that you think are holding you back from being organized, which I agree, they are. No problem with that. Also, did you notice that the spaces that we organized, your master bedroom and bath area and the kitchen, are adult-centric areas? There are no kid-centric areas in the entire 100-day program. We don't do kids' bedrooms or toys or any of that. It is all any woman, anywhere in the world, in any size dwelling. I'm organizing you. I'm not organizing your kids and your spouse and any of that other stuff. It's you. The 100-day home organization program is about you taking back physical organization of your home, but also just organization of yourself in all of these different areas. And we'll add kids in later. So I hope that helps you with some ways that you can change the time that you do in getting organized, and empowers you to actually give yourself a day or 2 days just to get the main two areas of the house that impact you the most organized this fall. You can find 2 days just for yourself. I cannot wait to hear how you did this. I know when I recorded a podcast early this summer, I talked about hiring a mother's helper to help you get your house back together, not so much for watching the kids. I couldn't believe how many of you did that. You were like, yes, the mother's helper came and she did 7 loads of laundry and got my laundry cut up. Or the mother's helper came and she totally cleaned out my pantry and my kitchen. Or the mother's helper came and like, just the permission to use a babysitter to do something other than watching your kids was huge. Now I'm giving you the permission to take a day off of work and not go get an MRI with that time. Like, take that time off to get your house organized. Give yourself that time. I agree with you. It is really hard to do 15 minutes a day with little kids here, there, and everywhere. Give yourself the gift of an empty home with whatever beverage you like to drink. And yes, some people, when I was professionally organizing, would start drinking beer at 10 a.m. I said, do whatever you got to do. We're decluttering this house. Whatever. Whatever you want to watch on TV, whatever you want to have in your hand while you're organizing, give yourself the gift of an organized home. You will never regret the time that you spend doing it. In 6.5 years, Organize 365 has grown from a little idea in my brain to an actual corporation. Over that time, we've had blog posts and podcasts and free courses and paid courses and courses that go with each other. All of that has been streamlined, organized, and put onto a new website, organize365.com. All of the past free and paid courses have been organized into the All Access program. All Access is a combination of the 100-day home organization program and all of the paper organization offerings that I have. There are 3 components to All Access: the 100-day home organization program, the complete paper organization program, and then All Access courses and bonuses. Let me explain each one. The 100-day home organization program has launched 7 times, and we've had over 1,000 people get their homes organized using the 100-day home organization program. It has been streamlined into 3 components, the first of which is an online membership site that works from your phone and can track your progress. It's amazing. And this summer, I re-recorded every single video in the program, and we added about 20 new days. With that program, when you first purchase, you will get a planner. The planner is only designed to take you through one 100-day cycle. It's 120 days of planning, and the program is actually printed in the planner. So the day you're supposed to be doing the program is printed in the planner. Additionally, in the planner, we have added new printables for every single week. They are not available online. They are only in the planner. So for the planning your kitchen week, there's a 2-page spread in the planner about how to plan your kitchen. There's a 2-page spread about how you track your spices. When you go through your closet, there's a 2-page spread about how to decide which clothes are best in this season. And as you keep your planners, you will do your clothing all 3 seasons and you'll be able to see your clothing through the planner. So there's a planner. Every other season, you can buy a planner for $47 for one planner or $127 for 3 planners, and they're shipped out every 100 days. Then the last piece of the 100-day home organization program is the private Facebook group, where you can encourage your friends, share pictures, get input from each other, say you're having a bad day, say you're having a great day, and everyone will support and encourage you. And then once a week, Lisa comes on for 30 minutes and answers your pre-submitted questions in a Facebook Live. That is the 100-day home organization program. You could buy it independently or you could buy it as part of All Access. And as of today, you can buy it whenever you find the program. So there is nothing more frustrating than on November 2nd, realizing you want to get organized and you have to wait until January to order a program. So you may be asking, well, if a planner is included and I join in November, what planner will I get? We have undated planners. So after the 100-day program starts on Labor Day, starting September 11th, we will send out an undated planner until December. And then in December, we will start sending out the dated planner for January again. And all of this is on the website. The second part is the complete paper program. This was also called the Sunday Basket Club. You'll hear me calling it the Sunday Basket Club. The complete paper program is everything you need to get your paper organized, and this is what Organize 365 has been developing over the last 18 months. Over the last 18 months, we have gone from the concept of a Sunday basket to a physical Sunday basket with workshops, with certified organizers, and physical binders that help you eliminate your filing cabinet. So in the complete paper program, you get the complete Sunday basket, the physical Sunday basket, and the workshops that go with it. All four of the household binders shipped to your door, and the Sunday Basket Club. The Sunday Basket Club is our private Facebook group for people who are going through and organizing their paper. And people who are going through and organizing their paper actually get two live events almost every week. So every single Sunday, for 90 minutes, there is a Facebook Live led by a professional organizer. So it's like virtual class where you could do your Sunday basket every single week with a professional organizer. That way, if you have a question or you're stuck or you'd like input on your Sunday basket, you can ask those questions and they will give you real-time answers. Also, twice a month, I go into that Facebook group and I do a Facebook Live and I answer pre-submitted paper organizing questions. If you were in the 100-day program before, there used to be a little bit of paper organizing in there. We had a whole paper organizing week. That has been moved out, and that is now part of the paper organizing class. So you may ask, what's the difference? The 100-day home organization program focuses on the physical spaces in your home. The complete paper organization course focuses on getting all of your paper organized from your Sunday basket all the way to your filing cabinet. Each of these programs are purchased individually for $497, and you get everything that's in that program for $497. If you buy both programs as all access, or you already have one of these programs and you buy the other one, you will be upgraded to all access. Well, what is all access? All access is some of the previously free courses that I had are now only in the dashboard under All Access, the most popular of which are the email organizing course and the From Hot Messroom to Organized Storage course. I know, some of you are going, darn it, I wanted to do that course for free, or that course used to be free and I can't believe I didn't take advantage of it when it was free. From Hot Messroom to Organized Storage totally works. It will take any hot mess room, and it is step-by-step 28 days of how to go from I don't even know where to start to a beautifully organized storage room. And what I found over time when I think about Molly and what she needs is she needed the From Hot Mess Room to Organized Storage after she had already gotten her mindset around her paper and her home. And that this is in addition to the home and paper organizing program. It's not really a standalone program. You will pull in and you will do this one within your getting organized year. Also, the email organization course has been rewritten and re-recorded as well, and this will really help you organize all that digital papery type stuff. There are a couple other free bonuses in All Access. We have all of the color printables that I used to sell on Etsy. Those are over in All Access now. I do not have an Etsy store anymore. Also, the 10 Steps to Organized Move ebook is in there. And in the Hot Mess Room course, we had a great ebook that tells you where to donate, sell, and recycle everything. That email also is in All Access. So how does this work? Because Lisa, you used to say, I could do the 100-day program and it was 15 minutes a day. And I did. And the reason I said that was because that's what you told me. You wanted an organization program that you could do, you know, in a short amount of time for a short amount of minutes. And I'm just not good at marketing. I'm not good at, like, if you do this 30 days and 5 minutes a day, you'll be a millionaire. Like, I'm a realist. I am practical. I am functional. I'm just going to be honest with you. If you really want to live an organized life, like you see me living on Instagram and being able to have a really bad day, but not take my whole world down because I have organization underneath me, it takes a year. It took me a year. The whole year I turned 40, I went through my house 3 different times that year and I finally got it organized. And I went from drowning to finally treading water and swimming in 1 year. You need to go through the 100-day program 3 times. That's why I've always had it as lifetime access. And when you do that, you naturally, you need a Sunday basket, and you naturally start organizing your papers. And when you don't buy all of the binders, what happens is you start to try to figure out how to organize your papers into binders or files or whatever. You spend more time figuring out alternative ways to organize than to just use the system that works. So I know that there are going to be A, people who cannot afford the program, and B, that people that don't want to do all access and don't want to buy all in, and that's totally fine with me. I'm 100% okay with that. But I also know with the 1,000 people that have gone through it, that it works. It 100% works. So if you're ready to invest your time and your money into Organize 365, I know that if you give me 1 hour a day and one full year, we can give you an organized house and organized paper. I just know that it's true. And when I was at the national convention, I threw this out to everyone and I said, you know, the programs are not inexpensive. I mean, it's basically $500 for each program, or it's $997 for all access. That's a lot of money. If you divide that out over a year, it's $3 a day. I'm not even going to get into coffee. We can't take away coffee, so forget that. It's $3 a day. But I asked the audience and I said, if you spend an hour a day and $3 a day, do you feel at the end of having done this for 1 year that you got back more than an hour a day and $3 a day? And unequivocally, they all said yes. So if you may say, I'm going to invest $1,000, I'm going to tell you, you're going to get that $1,000 back either in selling things in your house, or you're going to get it back by being able to do more of the work that you're normally paid for, or saving money by not rebuying things that you already have, or whatever. You're going to get that money back. And the hour a day, the national statistic is for Americans that we spend 55 minutes a day looking for things. So if you think that investing an hour a day in organizing your house, you don't have, you're already spending the time you don't have looking for things, forgetting things, running things back up to the kids' school because you forgot to send it because you didn't plan. It's not that we don't have the time. Of course, we don't have. Nobody has extra time. But what are the things in your life that you could give up to invest an hour so that you could get back an hour next year? And this is the game changer, you guys. When you really go all in and do all access and you really decide, I'm done, I'm getting organized, I'm going to live an organized life, do you know what you get? Time. And they keep saying we can't buy time. But I'm going to tell you, if you get organized, you're basically buying time. I don't want to brag or anything, but there are a lot of days where I'm like, I wonder what I could do. And my poor team, what happens is I come up with a new program, like this kids program that I'm developing or whatever, because I have so much time because I don't spend any time organizing my house anymore. I just don't, because it's organized. But don't worry, it'll get unorganized again when I change phases of life. But right now it's organized. And the benefit I get from an organized house is time. So if you're thinking you don't have enough time, I want you to think about a year from now, if you don't do the all access course, will you have more time? Because I will tell you, if you do it, you will. And everybody says you can't buy time. Okay, go to organize365.com. Now, hopefully you understand 100-day program, still the same basically. Complete paper program is all the stuff you've heard me coming out with over the last 18 months, but we finally organized it, condensed it, and put it into a program. And then all access is both of those plus the additional free bonuses. Enjoy.